Had just had a meeting with the whole team. We talked about kind of like what we talked about last night as far as what took place in the game. I thought two very good defenses played pretty well yesterday. You know, if you look at the whole game, I think the keys probably the things that stood out offensively was the turnovers, obviously. I think also the lack of explosive plays. I think we had five, but, you know, you'd like to get that up to 9, 10, you know, number of explosive plays. And then also third down. Defensively, just we're not getting enough takeaways. And then special teams, the two long returns again on punt return. Although it was better, felt like the coverage was better at times, those two things still showed up. So, you know, it comes back to a game when it's one possession games like that, you got to finish. And when you have an opportunity at the end of a game to come through, you know, you got to take advantage of it. One thing I think that showed up was that was very important to us was try to get the offense as many possessions as possible. In the fourth quarter, we had four offensive possessions. And I thought it was a really good showing by the defense with, I think they had a total of like 12 or 13 plays in those four drives for them. And it gave our offense a chance to get the ball and an opportunity to score. So, you know, we just didn't come through with it.
You ran a lot of – you had a lot of rushing plays. You got over 100 yards. But was there something missing?
Yeah. I think when you look at the runs, you need explosive runs. And the only explosive run we had was with Blake getting the touchdown. So when you run it that many times, you're really looking for a defense. You know, hopefully you can wear them down a little bit and spring one. Very similar to their drive that they had. When they scored a touchdown, they had a couple explosive runs in that drive. And, you know, that's what we didn't have.
How deep did TJ have to dig with that ankle to play as much as he had to play?
Well, again, I think we had a couple guys like that we really, you know, Yannick was another guy that was struggling before the game, but we felt like, you know, we'll go with him and see what he can do. And TJ was the same place. So I think he ended up with 50-some plays, 54 plays, I think, total. So, you know, hopefully it continues to improve for him. But, you know, all three of those guys got a chance to get some carries.
Explain the thinking on the 3rd and 10 run with TJ, about 6 minutes left.
Sure. Without getting too much into it, there's certain looks that we got going into the game and the way they lined up that we had the ability, excuse me, to get to a run if we got the look that we wanted, similar to like the week before. If it would have been closer, we were looking at possibility of being in 4-down territory. And if you look at it on film, there's a chance. A guy from the backside came and made a play. We had a blocker for him. You know, but, you know, it really is the front side that got squeezed that affected the play more than the backside pursuit. So we just felt like we could spring one. We've done it before and got some big yards on it. Just, you know, they made a good play.
You know, you talked about, you know, explosive runs are very few, but I think you're averaging twice as many yards a game on the ground under Nate as you were under Greg. Are you surprised that hasn't resulted in some more plays in the passing game? Because I know that's one thing we're talking
about. You would like to think that your play action would be more effective. And we're not connecting as well as we need to, you know, in the passing game when we have opportunities. And you know, we just need – I mean, it's a very good defense, very talented. I mentioned before, I think, that I thought they had the two of the best corners in the league. I still believe that. They're very talented. And, you know, we knew it was going to be a challenge, especially with one-on-one – winning your one-on-one matchups because of all the man they played.
They've made a lot of quality passing attacks, like Brady and Rodgers, but attacks look pretty anemic the last couple of years. What did they do to disrupt you guys?
Well, I think, you know, when you say play action, a lot of times play action, when you have a chance when they're in zone coverage, is even more effective. They played quite a bit of man against us. So when you see that much man, you got to win on the perimeter. And, you know, we got to do a better job of winning on those type routes. I thought going in the game, though, we knew we were going to run the ball a lot, or at least anticipate, you know, a lot of carries. And, you know, really that part of it came to what we anticipated, you know, is going to be, you know, one score game, you know, in the fourth quarter. We anticipated it could be like that. And then, you know, we felt like we had a chance for us to be ahead in that opportunity. But we knew it was going to be close with the two styles of defense.
Houston a couple weeks ago, A-Rob targeted 13 times, 9 catches, 10 yesterday, just 3. What are you seeing in Torrey?
That's something that we did see and we looked at. When you see 13 targets, 9 catches, it's pretty good. They're connecting pretty well. When you see the number of targets and three catches, that's something that we have to look at as a staff and see, okay, the style of catches they're getting, you know, what styles, what types of routes, you know, the combinations. Why is it not a higher percentage? Why is that not a higher percentage? We need to take a look at that.
Are you surprised he has been able to maintain his composure longer than he did? Like, you know,
who's
that? A-Rob. Oh. I mean, he's obviously boiled over a little bit yesterday in the fourth quarter. But, I mean, the guy's been getting hammered for weeks, months.
Yeah, I think with A-Rob, you know, whenever a player has success in the league, spoken from as a defensive coordinator type mindset, and then you try to take away what they do well. So you knew, and that's what our conversations were in the offseason, was when you do well, now teams are, you might see rolled coverage, you might see him cloud, they might see a safety over the top. They're going to take it to another level now that if you had a good year, because they feel like they need to take you out of your game. And you need to be able to adjust to that. And he has, but at times it's frustrating. But that's part of it, that he's going to go through some of that when you're targeted like that. And then you just got to win in other ways.
With that frustration coupled with Blake calling the season a nightmare yesterday and obviously fans looking for scouts at this point, how do you keep the locker room and your staff and everybody positive in the final four of the season?
Well, I think it's about you still challenge everybody. You know, it's not the idea of positive or whatever the case. I think it's just working hard. And, that's what it's all about in this game. And, you take a look at, like, defensively, for example, and you look at, where we were and where we are. And the last 3-4 weeks, you're seeing improvement. I think offensively you're seeing improvement. That's a barometer to me that these players are in it, they're working hard, and they're going for it. But it's not enough. It's like I told the defense or the whole team, we're not. I don't believe in excuses. It's not all right where we are, and I'm not going to say it's all right. But I do know this, that they work hard each and every week, and that's what I anticipate seeing again next week.
We have seen teams though implode in situations like this, units or position groups or even coaching staffs publicly calling each other out. What's kept this group from doing that?
Well, I think just check out the types of people they have in that locker room. I think that will answer your question. They're unbelievable guys, unbelievable character. And I'm not saying character, not making bad decisions off the field and things like that. I'm talking about character that, as a coach, you can appreciate guys that, some coaches will say, I'll give a little bit on talent to make sure that I have character. And the character they're talking about is, during a season, you're going to go through some tough times. And you want players that have strong enough character that will help you through those tough times. And that's what you're seeing in the locker room. It's unbelievable. It's unwavering. Yet they're hurting. And someone said they're frustrated and they're upset. And, yeah, they're all that. But as far as their character, that part's unwavering.
You talk about some of those positive things. Blake looked like he and Hackett were having a little bit of a connection in terms of building something. How much of a step back was that yesterday?
Well, I think you look at it, and one of the things we felt like, and I think it showed up on third down, you look at the sticks. It's third and 10, and you see some balls that were thrown, targeted receivers beneath the sticks at 5 yards when it's third and 10. Going into this game, we felt like it was really important to protect Blake. Miller has a chance to disrupt a game. He can get a sack, cause fumble, and he did it. The times we didn't get anything on him and we missed a chip or he got more head up and he drove the tackle back into it, he did disrupt a play. And matter of fact, was heavily involved in 2 turnovers. So he is that disruptive. So going in the game, we knew it was important to chip and try to slow that down. When you do that, your combinations are different. You got some deep routes, and then if those aren't there, then you got to check it down and hit the things underneath. But it was never designed to hit underneath first. And I think with Blake and with Nathaniel, they've come together along with the whole offense, said, okay, here's the game plan. Here's how it's going to work. We need you to take some challenges. There's going to be some chips. You're not going to maybe have as many threats out as you anticipate or as many as you've had in the past, but this is the reasoning why. And I think where Nathaniel and Blake have really connected is he knows why. He knows why, and I think it's matched up good. But coming back to it, we went in this game saying we've got to protect. And if we don't protect, then you saw some disruptions, the interception for a touchdown. Blake, he'll take responsibility for it, but he also got pressure, and it disrupted the throw a little bit. and you know, it's got to be shared responsibility.
Were you did you see more errant passes from him yesterday? And because of that, do you start questioning, is he trying to be too tough with this injury?
Right. I think it's a combination. What happens is, and there's no excuse for this, but at times with the receivers as far as the depth of routes, there was at times when it was run at 10, he thought it was going to be at 13, the breakoff point. Maybe we didn't get off of press coverage. Blake has got to be able to adjust to that, but it's more you got to get a feel for that and how the receiver's going to run that routes. And that's where I think there's that 10 targets, only caught three. That's got to be, you know, we got to be on the same page with that. And I think that's something that we're taking a look at. One of the challenge with this team, and I, you know, I think as I look back at it, I could have done a better job with, is that the offense had 83 plays, and I think A-Rob played 83 and Marquise Lee played 81. You know, so these guys played a tremendous amount of plays, and to say that they had the same juice from beginning to the end when you play that many plays, and but it's so important that we got to keep guys fresh and be, you know, aware of that.
Fowler had a couple of plays in the run game yesterday. How much has he come this year playing that aspect of the game?
There's no doubt you will see splash plays from him. I mean, that was a big hit, a splash hit. He is chasing. His effort is outstanding. And I think that, you know, you're seeing, if you watched it more intently, you would see him trying some different things to try to, you know, see how he can be more effective in the run and the pass. But I think it's still the challenge for him is the consistency. You see a splash play, and then you see one where it's, you know, we just got to get him in tune. But definitely has made improvement.
On the interception that went back for a touchdown, did TJ miss a chip on that? It looked like he was next to Blake but never got in on Miller.
Again, I don't want to get into it. It worked out to where we, because of how some other things that took place in play, that the chip came late, and by that time he got more head up.
Getting a chip in general, is it more difficult than just saying, okay, go hit the guy?
Yeah. It can be based on what you're seeing from the defense. But the concept is just like you would think. Hey, you go off the edge, you chip him, you slow down the rush. But there's things that can dictate, depending on if he has another look that he might have to protect. If there's a pressure in another gap, that's his responsibility. He may have to check that first, then get to the chip. Well, by the time he gets the chip, it might be an inside rush. So those things can dictate it.
Added a lot of new pieces on the defense side of the ball. At all surprised that they gelled and meshed and come together?
It is, yeah. I think that's a good point. I think that you never know how fast it's going to happen. You know, and you've got, what, 7 new starters on defense. And, you know, when you incorporate some free agents in within that too, that part, I think that it plays some different different concepts. So I am a little bit surprised, but being around them, I think that I've seen the last, like, 4 weeks. Like, some guys earlier might have said, you know what, I feel like I'm a playmaker. Is there any way, what's my role in this defense as a playmaker? You know, those were questions that were taking place early. Now you're not hearing those questions. I think guys really understand their roles, and they're playing fast because of it. So it's impressive what those guys have done, how they've come together and what the coaches have done.
And a little bit better edge rush and maybe turnovers, and then this is like a good defense that becomes great.
I think just like in our conversations with the defense, I think a really good defense, when you know that you've arrived, is when the defense starts dictating the outcome of a game. Okay, like yesterday, when you saw Denver, they got a pick six, another interception, and you feel like, boy, their defense really dictated the outcome of that game. That's the mark of a really good defense, really good defense. Right now, we're not there yet. We're not getting those. We're not dictating the outcome of it. But not to be confused with a talented defense that has really got the arrow up. Like, you're really excited about this group of guys, really excited.
You see they have traits of that then?
Yes, I do. I do. It's not there yet, but when we watch it, yeah, I see a team that. And we talked about that as a defensive unit. That's the next step. It's hard to talk to a defense about that when they're 28, 29, say, hey, let me give you this vision of what it looks like. But when they're starting to say, hey, you know what, we had, what, 8 3 and outs in a game where, hey, the fourth quarter, we need to get stops and get the offensive ball, and they're doing that, you're saying, okay. Now, every week is different. It's a new challenge in itself, but you know, you can start having those types of conversations.
You sprinkled some three down linemen on some third downs. What was sort of the thinking on using that package?
But just as a change up. I think, you know, to continue our third down package, we've had a couple good weeks in the last 4 weeks. You know, Kansas City, I think they were 1-for-14 or something, then yesterday again. And I think it's important that as the players, and I think that's the other part when you have new players, you know, it takes a while to get a feel for what's your whole philosophy on third down. I think they're getting a better feel now what we're doing. And just, you know, always keep things new and fresh. I think we incorporated that package. But that could be a one-time deal.
You see yourself adding stuff the last couple weeks because they're comfortable with the base philosophy?
Well, I think you can do that in first and second down. You know, you always, you know, depending on how an offense comes out and, you know, how they look and, you know, what they're doing offensively, it gives you a chance to kind of try to take advantage of some things.
Do you think you get Ivory and Hermans back this week?
I don't know about either one of them. I think they'll be day-to-day. You know, I think there's one that we feel maybe has a chance. Another one, he could surprise us later in the week. But I don't know. I could say it, and they both aren't available, and it could be you said Gus this, and you know you'd be right. So I'm just not sure how they'll respond the next couple days.
You put Rashad on IR on Saturday. Besides the injuries this year, what didn't allow him to make some kind of impact that he did last year?
Well, I think with Rashad, sometimes you hate to say it, but if guys, that confidence part where they have some success and then they have another, you know, another portion of success, I think that builds some momentum. And I just don't think he ever had that going for him. I think Marquise Lee has always been extremely competitive. He's been tough, but he never got momentum going because of some injuries. And now that he's stayed injury free, knock on wood, you're seeing those capabilities show up. You're seeing those traits show up. He always had it. He just never saw it. And I think that's the same thing with Rashad. I still think he's a very talented player. He just needs to have some things go his way like that.
Dante, you know, I guess a couple weeks ago you had the penalty, but since then it seems like he's been everything you wanted, been able to use him a little bit differently.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe, yeah, he's, I mean, that's another one, knock on wood, right? He's made good decisions, and, you know, he's playing, and he's got some things going on, you know, where he's got some challenges, and he's playing new position, you know, as far as how he played it versus in college, and so there's a learning curve there, and, you know, so, yeah, I think the way he has been the last, just not only on the field, but off the field, some decisions he makes and the way he communicates, he's doing really good. He's doing really good. It's more like five good and one, you know, where you scratch your head rather than the other way around.
Did you play inside a little yesterday on a couple of snaps?
We have the ability to do that. You know, he could do that and has in practice.
On Denver's first touchdown, the rushing touchdown, it looked like the running back got some help with the left tackle dragging him in. Is that allowed?
Technically, no, but I don't know if it was enough. You know, I know I have not had a chance to get interpretations from a lot of the calls yet this morning or from this morning. So,
on the punt return, did you take a look at the tape? Was it about what you thought it?
Well, with the punt return, I know. That one we did get clarification, but the whole thing with the punt return, what our discussion was, if his feet are in bounds, regardless if his body has crossed the line, he is still considered in bounds. And that's where I think he asked that question. Well, his body was clearly out. Yeah, but his foot didn't touch the white. And if his foot doesn't touch the white, then to a player, he's still. So it can look at it from the eye that he is out of bounds. But when you see where his foot, and that was, so that one, although it really does, when you look at that tape, his body is out of bounds. And it looks like that's clearly late. But under the rules of the game, his feet were in bounds when he left. He did not touch the white yet. So if that took place, that is a play hard type of foul. That's not an ignorant, dumb foul, although it appears like that. And I can't argue the fact, and we pointed that out too, that, boy, when it's close, you know, make that decision, you know, to err on the side of being smart. But that was an effort play, and it was close.
But did the tape show that his feet were still in play?
Yeah.
In addition to your own misfortune this year, is it even more disheartening to look up and see 6-6 league in the division right now?
You know, I think it's disheartening just looking at this team. You know, I share the frustration with our fans and this team. And, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult. You know, I believe so strongly in these guys in this locker room and this staff and what's taking place here. But I'm not going to, like I said, it's not okay. And I'm not going to make excuses for what took place. And, you know, I know people don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear the positive. We're hurting. I agree. We're right with you, and so are the guys in that locker room, and you know, and we've got to get this fixed. And yeah, when you take a look at those things taking place, and you feel that, but it's a tough league, man. It's extremely difficult. You see it all the way through. You know, our next opponent that we're playing. Look at that. I think they started off 5-0, and now they've lost what, 6 or last 7. It's hard, man. It's a challenging league, and you got to be on it at all times. And you know, you can go through some strings like this.
Speaking of Minnesota, when Mike Zimmer got hired, he decided he was going to call the defensive plays. When you got hired here, what was sort of the decision that you felt that wasn't for you?
Well, I've been heavily involved in it. You know, I think even more so this year, you know, but not to take what – this is Todd Wash and, the, you know, our defense. I mean, we set the parameters. You know, this is where we want to go. And I think Todd and I had those discussions when we did the interview process. And I think he's done a great job. And those guys, that defensive staff, I really wanted it to be their defense. Not this is what Gus Bradley said, or this is Gus Bradley's defense. This is their defense in that room. And it has. There's things that we're doing here that we did not do in Seattle. And we just felt like to stay ahead of it and always to incorporate new things. I think that's important. And those guys did the research on it and work. And it's been a good addition.